It seems to me that your wife's trust and her anxiety are at the key of all of this. So it's more than the issue. The issue is, what does she need to do to acknowledge that God might kill her kids someday before she's dead? How can she come to terms with that being God's will if that is what happens? Because if that isn't something she can face, it will only continue to fester. And what tends to be the experience when you idolize your kids is you destroy their lives, or they leave you and go away from you because they can't take it anymore. So if she really wants her kids, your kids, to grow up protected, you have to recognize that while, yeah, it's your duty to stop from getting hit by cars, if they get hit by a car, they got hit by a car. God let it happen. You're not going to stop the world from being evil or hurting your kids. And if you make a lot of that, you're going to destroy yourself, hence having anxiety. Anxiety is a sign you're trying to be God. I mean, it's my duty before God to protect them, and it's not to protect them from death, it's to protect them from evil. And so she wants to protect them from death, and you want to protect them from evil. Your job as a parent is not to prevent suffering. That's not your job. And the more you prevent suffering, honestly, the worse off they're going to be. We need to suffer. Affliction is a good word in the Bible. It also is something that is, obviously, no one wants more of it. And yeah, you don't want to make your kids suffer either. But if you really think that to protect your children is to prevent them from suffering, you're going to have anxiety because you can't do that. You're trying to be God. And better to trust God in all of it and let him do as he will, even though that might mean more suffering. Psalm 15. Lord Jesus Christ, who may abide in your tabernacle? Who may dwell in your holy hill? He who walks uprightly and works righteousness and speaks the truth in his heart. He who does not backbite with his tongue, nor does evil to his neighbor, nor does he take up reproach against his friend, in whose eyes a vile person is despised, but he honors those who fear Jesus Christ. Last part of verse 4. He who swears to his own hurt and does not change. So you say, I'm going to do this, and it ends up hurting you, but you stick with it because it's right. He who does not put out his money at usury, whoa, what's that mean? And nor does he take a bribe against the innocent. He who does these things shall never be moved. Moved in what? Doesn't mean you're never going to have trouble in life. It means you're going to rise from the dead, glorious, righteous, and convinced that Jesus is your Savior. Now. Nah.